Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
If you like waking up with Jeff and Jen, turn us on at work today, too. And keep the good vibes flowing. Now back to the show on Star 94.1.
Jen knows this whole story that I'm going to share a tiny little bit of now. And she can back me up that if I was going to tell the whole thing, it would take much longer than the couple of minutes we have here.
We've been talking about this for how long?
Months.
I mean, this is a...
We've been talking about this literally since the first ratings of the show.
You're right.
Yeah. So a month after the show started. So because we get ratings about once a month. So probably sometime in the middle of April.
It's been an ongoing fear for you, too.
Yes. It's just been a burden. And so I'm going to try to give you the shortest version possible now so you know what I'm dealing with. And if anybody can offer some insight, please share it with me either now or next week. But the short version is I have a half-brother who's the greatest man on the planet. He's the most beautiful, gentle, awesome, perfect, greatest guy on the planet, and everybody who meets him loves him. He's so endearing. He's so personable.
We all call him Big Dave.
Big Dave. He's so selfless. He's so kind, and
very faithful man.
Yes, there's nothing bad about him, but he has gotten himself into a situation that he and I both see very differently. He has met a woman who lives on the other side of the earth. She lives in the Philippines, and he met her online, and they are in a situation. They have reached the point in their relationship where he is going to travel to the other side of the earth to meet her, to start the process of marrying her, which, if I thought it was legit, would be the greatest thing in the world. But every fiber in my body tells me that this is a scam. And that's where all the details, I'll go into it at a different time, but every fiber in my being tells me that this is a scam. And
it starts from how they met, too.
Starts from, she approached him, she randomly sent him a friend request on Facebook. Like she did, from the other side of the globe.
And from Big Dave's perspective, Big Dave even talked to me about this at your wedding. He is in love.
It was meant to be.
And he feels like God brought them together and that this is his future wife, that he wants to be with her, that he's head over heels in love, and that Jeff just can't get on board.
And here's the dilemma. He's about to go. He's going right after the first of the year.
And could be putting himself in serious danger.
So I have a choice. I believe with every fiber of my being that this is a scam and that he's being taken advantage of.
His big heart, his faithfulness,
yes,
his goodness, his belief in humankind is being taken advantage of,
so,
is what you feel.
So if I don't help him go and he goes and something happens to him and he's harmed either physically or financially, right? If I don't help him and he goes and the consequence of that is that he is harmed, I'm going to feel terrible for the rest of my life. But if I do help him go, every fiber of my being is saying he shouldn't be going. And if something happened to him, then I'm going to feel terrible for the rest of my life.
And you guys have had so many conversations about this.
Oh, hours. Hours.
He just can't see it from your side.
Nope.
And you feel like he's totally brainwashed.
And he feels like he 100% can't see it from my side. Like I've listed a dozen and a half things. Like, Dave, these are all warning signs. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 1 through 18.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, I think they're just coincidences.
So are we going to talk about all of the things you found online? about women in the Philippines?
I just have to spend like the weekend kind of framing it.
Yeah.
But I've got to talk about it ASAP because he sent me an email the day before yesterday and said, booking my travel. And now I have to make a decision on what. And then there's so many layers. The city he's going to had a bomb explode in it. Terrorist bomb. They just found a bomb outside the embassy. There's travel warnings against traveling to that country, specifically the area he's going to. So outside of the relationship, there's just a danger in being that part of the world right now. So I just have to sort it all out, frame it all out. But it literally, for the past 48 hours, I've only thought about two things, Reese and Dave. It's the only thing that's been in my mind. Crazy. So I just got to organize my thoughts. And next week, we're all going to solve this problem together. Yay, teamwork!
We're going to come together and figure it out.
Yeah, right after Jingle Jam. Oh, we're actually getting some calls, or maybe we'll be talking about it next. Because the phones are ringing off the hook.
Stop, Dave.
The switch is on in Kennesaw, in Alpharetta, and all over ATL. Thanks for coming over with us. The Jeff and Jen Show on Star 94.1.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.